Hi guys, that was Indexical Reminder of a Morning Well Spent by The Japanese House. I'll get more into that in a second. First, I wanted to thank you for tuning in. If you are, this is CITR 101.9 FM, and we're currently broadcasting to and on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, unceded traditional territories. My name is Olivia, and this is my first time officially on live radio. I thank you for bearing with me, but I don't apologize for any mistakes that are to come. Though I do warn you that I am in the process of learning how to speak into a microphone, and I'm sure that will become apparent. Two important mistakes that I made today while coming in. One, I was wearing hoop earrings, and I didn't think about it. But I put the headphones on immediately, just so uncomfortable. That was silly. I knew I was going to be wearing headphones for the next hour, and I did it anyways. Second mistake was painting my nails. They were still wet when I left. I was on the bus, just a disaster. They look terrible, but I'm here, and they're dry, and I'm talking for you. Isn't that cool? So today I thought we could talk about music and listen to it, but mostly talk about it. Because you know I could talk about music for ages. Or I guess maybe you don't know, because to most of you, or all of you, or any of you, I'm just a disembodied voice speaking to you on the radio or through your computer. But now you do know. I love talking about music, and for the next 45 or so minutes, we're going to be doing just that. So yeah, more on that song that we started with. That is by The Japanese House, Indexical Reminder of a Morning Well Spent. They are a band from Buckinghamshire, UK, and that's from their latest album, In the End It Always Does. If you follow me on Spotify, you probably caught me listening to this album almost every day since it dropped just over a month ago on June 30th. And if you haven't been so inspired by the literally seeing the title appear on your little For You Friends thing every single day when I listen to it for the, I actually don't know how many days it's been, let's say like 40th time, honestly, you should check it out. Other things by them that you should check out, their cover of Landslide, Fleetwood Mac. That was the first song I heard by them and definitely got me hooked. Of course, Fleetwood Mac, amazing. Love their take on it. Love what they've done. And totally worth it. Also worth checking out the album art for this new album. It's delightful. It captures a very specific vibe. And honestly, yeah, huge fan. Huge fan. What more can I say? Lots. But we're going to move on before I talk too much. This next song, you might recognize the band if you've ever seen that viral video, How to Write an Alt-J Song. This is Fleece. They also make other music. Amazing. So exciting because that video was great. And as a big Alt-J fan, I can definitely say that video lives in my brain all the time. It's just playing on endless repeat. I try and go to bed, How to Write an Alt-J Song. So here's some other music from them to spice things up. Get you introduced to some of their discography. This is Bodies Lie by Fleece.
Look at us tonight. We're holding on to fire tonight. And we could no more let the fire be for the war. Look at us tonight. We're holding on to fire tonight. And we could no more let the fire be for the war. Us tonight.
Yeah, so that was Bodies Lie by Fleece, their Audio Tree Live version, because who doesn't love Audio Tree Live? Clearly, I'm still learning how to use this thing. Sorry for playing it twice, 1.5 times? I don't know. My mic was on but off, but we got there. We got there anyways. And I really hope you enjoyed. These guys are a band from Montreal, Canada, which is exciting. And sick, and that song is from their album Stunning and Atrocious, which came out in 2021. And I really hope you've heard how to listen, or how to, my God, how to listen to an Alt-J song. That's something that also should be made. But yeah, I really hope you've all heard how to write an Alt-J song, because this is clearly just look at what they can do when they put their minds to something. Amazing band, just looks like fantastic people. Honestly, I want to be their friends, based off of their interviews, their music videos, just like what they're putting out into the world. So I commend them on just being awesome. Love some good Canadian LGBTQ+ indie rock. These guys are sick. And the album's sick, just kind of, I mean, as music should, exploring the human experience from the stunning to the atrocious, and also just to like these little guitar lines and vocals and everything. So now we've gotten to part of the programming, if I might say that, where you guys get to listen to some ads, some PSAs, and some show promos. So let me just get that going for you guys, and I will be right back.
Drill Events is hosting the official after party for Pride Vancouver with talent like local DJs such as Haina from China, Njoki and Joki, Nalule, Dr. BPM, and so much more. There will be go-go dancing from Vancouver and a resident DJ from Mexico City. This night is to showcase queer liberation and freedom of expression, happening on August 5th. For more information, go to Drill Events on Instagram.
Welcome. I need to see Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichuwal. Iswayal.
Ahlo sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai Tai Tan.
You were invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm, or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Alright, so I'm hoping that third time is going to be a charm, but I learned my lesson there. Some great ads. Check out Drill Events, and yeah, check out the UBC Gardens. Volunteer, please. I've heard it's amazing. Actually, no, I've been there. It's amazing. It's great. I'm going to listen back to this later, and I'm definitely gonna take note of two things, I think. One, of course, overusing exactly like that, because I feel like I'm talking too fast, and then I insert I insert to elongate my sentence and the space in between my words. And also, I'm going to stop using definitely, likely literally, and likely horribly, and replace those with new things. On that note, new things. I have a wonderful cover of the 1997 hit Sex and Candy here for you guys by one of my favorite bands, Sloth Rust. Let's give it a little listen. That was Sloth Rust's cover of Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. Sex and Candy, I'm sure almost all of you have heard the original. I absolutely love just the spin that these guys put on it. I just love Sloth Rust. They're an alt-rap band from Massachusetts, Boston. And, like, man, another album I can't stop listening to is their album, Parallel Timeline. And it's been out a little longer. So I've been listening to it a little longer, and I just can't stop. And I want you to all know just how much self-control I'm exerting right now, not queuing the entire thing up for you. So much. You should all be impressed. You should all be proud. I'm doing a great job. I'll probably go listen to it on the way home. There's a very good chance. I highly recommend checking it out, though, even though I won't be playing the entirety of it for you right now. No matter how tempting, it's a lovely, gentle, emotional journey. The album cover has bubbles on it, and it has bubbles on it. What else could you possibly need? The songs are just like a good release, a breath of fresh air, like a weight off of your chest. I love them. I want to see them. I want to see this live, guys. If any of you can think of a way for me to see Slothrust perform live anytime in the future, I would love to know. I would love to know. That's my personal goal. Speaking of people I'd love to see, I'm going to play a song for you guys by Rainbow Kitten Surprise. This band is fantastic. I love the lyricism. I love the space they occupy between genres. Great vibes. Believe it or not, I like all of the songs I've chosen to play for you today, which is very kind of me. I could have played music that I think was subpar or bad even. But yeah, let's not let you guys wait any longer. Here is Wasted by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Drink of your wasted.
That was Wasted by Rainbow Kitten Surprise. It's from their self-titled album, or RKS, I suppose, for short. It came out in 2015. This band is from Boone, North Carolina. It says they're an alternative indie rock band, but let's just be honest with ourselves. This band absolutely transcends genre. They're pretty sick, with beyond beautiful lyrics and absolutely magical sounds. The voice, the way they use instruments, I'm obsessed. Please, please do yourself a favor and go listen to every single song they've ever made. Some other favorites, I'd have to say. Ooh, I love Heart. Put on some headphones and go listen to Heart, one of their first songs they ever released. Magical experience. Good vibes, complicated feelings. That's what music should be. So we're going to take a quick break from music and from me. You're welcome. And I'll talk to you guys in a moment.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
I love Future Ecologies. I also recommend listening to that if you don't already. Who doesn't love thinking about the Anthropocene and listening to music and experiencing a great podcast? Beautiful. I lied to you guys earlier. I am going to play another song by Slothrust, and this song is on their album, Parallel Timeline. This one features Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm. She is, or the band rather, is one of my brother's favorite hard rock bands, and also, not gonna lie, one of mine. They're the band behind Love Bites, brackets So Do I, which was one of my absolute favorite songs to play on Guitar Hero Live. Guys, it is so empowering. How old was I? I don't know, 13 maybe? You open it up, there's just a bunch of dudes, and then this song is an option, and it's so sick and so powerful, and you're just absolutely shredding it on the little, like, colorful buttons. There's just not enough of that out there. So, yeah, Lizzie Hale and Slothrust. Wow, I couldn't not play it for you guys. It's called The Next Curse. I've been trying to, like, build up a little bit, you know, start really calm, get us a little bit more energy. It's an awkward time of day, 7 to 8 p.m. What are you guys doing? Making dinner, eating dinner, digesting? Yeah, I was trying to pick a vibe for that. So I didn't, and we're just transitioning through. So, I will not make you wait any longer. This is The Next Curse by Slothrust featuring Lizzie Hale.
Earth's gonna set on fire. Still I wait, rabid with desire.
First, I couldn't figure out if I was asleep or awake. The time of day was indecipherable, and suddenly I became acutely aware of my size. I went outside to see if I could find a sun or a moon, but all I could pay attention to was a feeling, both exciting and frightening, that something was about to crack open the muted orange mass above to save and destroy us.
Was The Next Curse by Slothrust featuring Lizzie Hale, an iconic duo. Amazing. Thank you for appreciating it with me. Can you tell I'm nervous? I feel nervous. I am currently writing a radio show, hopefully something that you guys will get to experience soon. And I honestly can't wait for that because I cannot talk if I know it's myself. Like I just introduced myself, Olivia, earlier. Now you all know. Now I'm just going to live with the eternal shame forever of having spoken live on the radio. However, my radio show, I have a little trick to fix that. It's not me. It's not even going to be me speaking. It's going to be cool. Sci-fi vibes. And I'm so excited because same deal when I'm performing. If I try and talk to whoever's watching as if I'm myself, I suddenly only know two words. And those two words are and maybe hi or a classic how's it going. And then I run out of words, and it's strange and weird, and I apologize. But that's just what happens when Olivia steps up to stage to perform. So my trick for that, when I do, is just to not be myself, or be myself, but like that secret self that I'm not constantly presenting, so I can just escape that silly weird feeling that people are watching me, and just be like stoked on the fact that people are watching me. Fun little switch. I wish I could do it in my day-to-day life, but obviously I can't. But that's my plan for my little radio show. No, Olivia's not going to be talking to you in that. It'll be just this cool mystery host that nobody knows, but you guys will learn about. And that's super sick. So I know I'm not all the way through the hour, but I'm not going to lie. I have a meeting tomorrow that is very important that I've got to go prepare for. So I'm going to have to close it out a little early. First, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you are tuning in, I hugely appreciate it. I really respect you. I respect your patience. And I sincerely hope you enjoyed the music and made it through my, yeah. Thank you for keeping up with all of my learning curves that I'm stumbling over and hopefully across. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I figured I'd close out with one last song. This one, maybe a little more, you know, maybe a little someone who I mentioned earlier. This will be a little Alt-J song from their more recent album, The Dream, which came out in 2022. I'm obsessed. It's a great song. It inspires me when I can't sleep to make silly little garage band music. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Alt-J, for inspiring me to make silly garage band music from midnight to perhaps 3 or 4 in the morning when I have class the next day at 8:30. You guys keep me going. Yeah, I'm sure they helped many of people get through some tough times, you know. An awesome wave. Oof. Yeah, we all listened to that. You can't pretend you didn't. So no further ado, we're going to be enjoying Bane by Alt-J. Thank you guys so much for listening. I've had a great time. This is Olivia. And, well, more importantly, this is Alt-J.
Cold and sizzling.
Thank you. In the middle of the night, I get a creeping.